Agenda item number three, discussion and possible action on surplus personal property by John Halls, Chief Financial Officer.
Again, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, as you all know, under state statute, the board is required to approve the disposition of personal property that the Brazos River Authority has deemed is no longer needed and unusable. And this particular item, we brought to you with a listing. And this is the listing. I'll go through it real quickly, and then if you have any questions, certainly please stop. So there's several items here that are vehicles that, again, in the normal course of the year, we retire a certain amount of our vehicles and replace them. And we've got approximately 10 vehicles or so here that we are retiring. And then there's some other information you can see in Central Basin Lab, incubator and things. I'll let you look down another two vehicles in our Brushy Creek area, central office. There's compressors. There were compressors in our facility on our roof that were replaced. Information technology, we obviously recycle and replace various computers and computer components, and you can see the listing of those that we will be disposing of with your approval. And then again, there's a couple of more vehicles in the Lake Granbury area, and then some boat motors and the like, a generator. You can see a bolt hole actually there. That Possum Kingdom in our RSMU, our dam maintenance area. Again, some boat motors. You can see generators and the like there. And again, in the PK area, some other boat-related items. There's a camera there, and then some flotation devices also. Sugarland, another vehicle that we're replacing. There's some copper wire, some surplus copper wire that we have. And you can see the other thing, a part of a bumper that was replaced on a particular truck. And again, another couple of vehicles and things. So I'll be happy to answer any questions. As you all know, what we do is we do go out through auction and auction all these items to get the maximum return on the sale of them. Through that process. So,
Mr. Chairman, just a brief question, John. I know we all assume, but just for the record, the criteria used to make the determination for the sale or auction of each one of these items before we replace them and purchase new, I expect your answer is going to be yes, but I think it's important to verify that.
Yes, there's certainly a process we go through where, especially vehicles as an example, we look at the vehicle mileage as an example and the age of the vehicle. Once we identify that it's sort of in 125,000 miles is sort of the mileage that we begin to look at and say, does this vehicle potentially need to be replaced? Then we contact the areas in discussion with the users of those vehicles, discuss and look at their maintenance history, things, and try to determine, does it make sense to continue to maintain that vehicle, or does it make sense to go ahead and surplus that property and replace it? In most cases, I think you saw that most of the vehicle mileage is up, you know, well in excess of 125 or so. And then other items certainly too are brought to our attention, usually from the areas, and say, these are items we no longer need. And there's an evaluation process that goes through that, and there's documents that get signed off and a process that we go through there. Yes, we have a process. Thank you very much. We have a process. In fact, we have on our website, we put some of these items out on our website, and if other people in the organization perhaps might have a use for them, other than the area that's been using them, they can claim that and can do that. So we certainly test that against that process also.
Okay. Do you have a resolution?
Yes, sir.
Please read it.
Okay. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to dispose of the following surplus personal property under the terms and conditions that are in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority. Be it further resolved that the Board authorizes the General Manager CEO in certain instances to continue to use and or maintain previously authorized surplus property in a manner that is in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority until appropriate replacement property is received and placed in service. In the Central Basin Lab, a 2007 F-150 Ford, VIN number FTR-F12297NA45817, and a Precision Incubator, serial number 207109021-6917. the Central Basin, Brushy Creek, a 2004 Ford Ranger XLT, VIN number 1FTYR10D94PA75468, and a 2004 Ford Ranger XLT, VIN number 1FTYR10D54PA75467. In the central office, 85-ton train chiller compressor, and a 7.5-ton sealed DX compressor server room split system. Information technology, 19 desktop computers, 10 docking stations, 8 printers, 1 scanner, 30 monitors, 7 Polycom systems, 2 IP phones, 1 battery backup, 1 equipment rack, 2 boxes of miscellaneous cable and network equipment, and 1 box of keyboards and mice. Lake Granbury, a 1999 Ford F-350, VIN number 1FDWF36F5XEC68038, and a 2003 Ford Expedition, VIN number 1FMPU16L13LB79223. A 2009 Mercury outboard, 250 horsepower motor, VIN number 1B751283. A Detroit diesel motor generator, serial number 59737, a 1985 Monarch 17-foot bolt hole, ID number MAK40137U0685. Possum Kingdom Lake in the RSMU area, a 1993 Evinrude outboard motor, ID number G03291872, a Leroy compressor, VIN number 422-7X803, a Pavid generator, VIN number RE3423958, and a 1993 Evinrude outboard motor, VIN number G03291775. PK Lake Operations, Evinrude outboard motor, VIN number 05249611, a 1999 Air Ranger hull, VIN number AMA00067J999, a Nikon 35mm camera model A65, and in the PK Lake Ranger area, Mustang Survival Personal Flotation Devices, 16 of those. Sugarland, a 2007 Ford F-150 SC two-wheel drive, VIN number 1FTRX12W07NA54695. And technical services, in the technical services engineering, 50 to 100 pounds of copper wire. And in the technical services environmental area, a Bokel incubator, serial number 60310136, and a 2015 Chevy truck front bumper. The technical services environmental continued, 2009 Chevy Silverado 2500, VIN number 1GCHK43K49F132870. And in technical services construction, a 2008 Chevy Trailblazer, VIN number 1GMD S13S88218-4447.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Mr. Tallis? Carolyn Jackson? Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.